Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sri Swarup Ramananda Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Vishpa Varenya Sri Lesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Brinda Ki Jai. Jai Sri Bhakti Bhimala Vadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sri Man Vijay Raman Prabhu Ki Jai. Seva Brinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Brinda Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanande. Some questions?
A question from Dhananjaya Prabhu. At the end of Sri Premadhama Stotram, Srila Guru Maharaj gives blessing that any person who reads this faithfully every day will be granted service to Gaurangadev. We know that the real service to Sri Gauranga is possible just through his associates, Guru Parampara. Is reading of Sri Premadhama Stotram can be considered to be the service to Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj, if we have no particular instructions from them? What does the blessing at the end of this book mean?
Mahaprabhu in his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Prabhu, saying Saru Shastra Kripai, mentions these two together, these two, sadhu and shastra, which Guru Maharaj sometimes, referring to shastra, will say passive, sadhu, active. And he's saying through them, one gets the mercy and release from maya. So, whether in Premadhamma Stotram, Chaitanya Charitamritam, Bhagavatam, and elsewhere, we hear the benediction from the Vaishnavas, saying that they know that hearing about Krishna is tantamount to association with Krishna. It is substantial. It is not that they are separate things. So we're told about Nam, Rupa, Guna, Leela. Nam also includes sound, hearing, that brings us in connection with the form of Krishna. So, and many places, Srinvata, Svakata, Krishna, Punya, Sravana, Kirtana, Hridyantasto Hyabhadrani Vidhune Uti Suritsitam Nashta Prayeshabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtagi. It's a cleansing process. So hearing about Krishna cleanses the heart. Misconception. So, it is not that they are endorsing themselves, but the Vaishnavas and the capacity as authors or the conduit, the vehicle for expression of Amnaya. Prahatatvam, descending truth, revelation, revealed truth, what's coming down, what's divine in origin. Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam. It has spiritual substance as its origin. They know that if someone will faithfully serve this divine sound description, as Shravanam, Nava Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Shravanam, given the primary position here, Shravanam, Kirtanam. So it is Seva. He says, one who faithfully hears. And that Bhagavatam sloka, Shradhanvito anusrinayad atabarnayedyak. It's faithful hearing, understanding that if I just give my full attention to this, then everything will be got. If there's no need actually to hear anything else, to hear any other thing, other than what may be, we're not discounting or excluding service necessity. But in terms of self-determination to understand our actual identity, the servitor identity, and its possibilities in the plane of service, you need hear only Krishna, Mahaprabhu. Krishna means Radha and Krishna, Lalita Vishaka, etc. And Mahaprabhu and his divine associates. So Srila Guru Maharaj, he knows that the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram is Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam in summary form. So it's part of the Mat Seva. When it's in full expression, 10 verses from the Prema Dhamma Stotram every day, that service the devotees are rendering faithfully, singing, recalling those divine pastimes. And so Srila Guru Maharaj can say with great confidence, if someone will serve the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotra in this way, then they'll come in connection with Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his Parsadas and their servitors. Yes.
Question from Gopikishore Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
I've heard that Sridhar Maharaj was talking about the progress to the point of no return. What is this point? Is it when you appreciate Vaishnavas in full and there is no chance in your character for envy and offenses?
We hear in the beginning of the Bhagavatam in Narada to Vyas that Chaktva Swadharmam Charanam Bhujam Harer Bhajan Apakpa Tatopate Ito Yadi. He mentions that it's possible, having heard about these things, having come in connection with the ultimate reality, Sadhu Shastra, Guru Vaishnava, that apakva, like paka, one meaning apaka is mature, ripe, mature. I think it's possible, having not reached a ripe and mature stage, that one can give it up, apparently, or go away, or go down, or however we want to, for Krishna consciousness to enter what Guru Maharaj sometimes called a suppressed position. But what is mentioned there, two things to consider. One is, it's saying, even in the brief time of connection, what is got is of immense value, of infinite value. So, it even swapam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Even the slightest connection with us is infinitely better than extensive cultivation of any other thing. Even if it be in the mode of goodness. Janmakoti sukritarna labhyate. 10 million births of accumulative sukriti will not give you this substance. So if you get the connection through Krishna's agent, saying it's worth risking everything for that. On the other hand, he mentions that that devotee, deep in the heart's core, they will recall that taste. They will remember that, and it will, the remembrance of that, everything else will pale in comparison, and will lead them to seek out that connection again. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, he says when Mahaprabhu accepts Ramananda's suggestion with the Brahma sloka, Brahma stuti sloka, jnane priyasam udapasana manteva, he says, stane stita srutigatam tanavan manobir. That the connection with reality comes when one hears from the agent. And that in time, in modern times, we hear about viral connection, when one gets the least amount of connection with somebody. What is that? It's something in there or not? Oh, okay. It's okay if that's what it is. It's not burning or... Okay. Once you get that virus, and then they have different diseases, and they can say, oh, the cancer went into remission, or it did this, or it did that. But the nature of this substance is sooner or later, it will express itself. And it will express itself fully. So Guru Maharaj says, in summary, we can say, when is that point of no return? Really, when they got this, they heard about Krishna through divine agency, then a seed that can, and if it's of, we're talking about something substantial, then it cannot wither or be destroyed. It may go into a suppressed position, a time appearing dormant, but inevitably will lead one to proper association and the higher association. It will grow and develop and fully express itself. Still, Guru Maharaj reminds us that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that even from bhava bhakti, one can fall. Sometimes it's considered that Bharat Maharaj was in the bhava bhakti stage. And there may be, Bilva Mangal Thakur, some other examples may be given. So, in that preliminary stage of Krishna Prem still possible. And generally speaking, Guru Maharaj will say, when we go from Shraddha, Sarusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, that Ruchi, when one has substantial taste, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, etc., that they're in a very reliable position. But if even the stage be Ashakti, then Bhav, even from Bhava Bhakti, it's possible to go down. It's a comparison given between Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. Guru Maharaj is an example of saying someone may have been, Swarup Siddhi is like someone is qualified to become a judge. Vastu Siddhi means though they've gone in the court and sat and judged. So he's saying between achieving the qualifications for a judge and sitting in the court and judging, there's some room to go down. So what is this? Why should these things even be mentioned at all? And why are examples given? So that we won't take this for granted. So that we'll never think that we're in a position where we can't go down. As someone in Gaudiya Math once said, I challenge Maya. Can she take me from the lotus feet of Prabhupada? And she did. It's not good to challenge Maya. And Guru Maharaj will say, pure, ashuddha bhakta, pure devotee, what to speak of these higher stages, they will never think that they have achieved anartha nivritti, that they are free from impurities, unwanted things, or misconception. This is a peculiar, it's like a paradox about pure devotion. The higher they go, the deeper they go, the more a genuine feeling of heart manifests that they're not qualified, that they're not surrendered, that they're not really giving themselves. And Gurudev would put a tilak on Guru Maharaj. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, my disguise. Meaning like, oh, now I'll present myself to the world as though I'm a devotee. So it's a peculiar nature of the genuine devotees to decry their own position. And it goes into the highest. Remember, when Mahaprabhu, what he is expressing, this is from, he's echoing the sentiments of Srimati Radharani. So when he says, Na prema gandasti darapi mehuro, krandami so bhagya varam prakashitam. I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna prema. And by the way, that is spelled S-C-E-N-T. I saw one of these transcripts recently. It said C-E-N-T, like a penny. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, I don't have a scent of the fragrance, S-C-E-N-T, of Krishna Prem. What to speak of a drop of that divine substance? So it's measured in the inverse. The greater the depth of expression of negativity is the correlation to how much genuine appreciation there is for the positive thing, the substance. So what is the point of no return The what did he say? Progress point of no return? To progress to the point of no return? Means where the heart accepts that I have no other alternative, no other option than to pursue this line. As Guru Maharaj said, here echoing the sentiments of Madhavendra Puri, that if one can acknowledge that they're unqualified, they don't have devotion, and after so many years of trying, but simultaneously hold in their heart the notion that I have no other shelter, said, then they may be a devotee. They may have devotion. So that point of no return is when one feels genuinely there is no other, there's nothing to return to. They admit, I have not achieved this. Govinda Pada Spriham. The end of that Madhavendra Puri sloka. He's saying, yes, you can say I've mad, I've lost my mind, I'm joined the cult, say whatever you want. And add to that, that I have not achieved what I gave up all these other things for. I've not achieved that. But I won't budge an inch from my resolve to pursue this aspiration. But these are, for us, these are the words of Madhavendra Puri. For us, we can say, it's easy to say, but to feel that in the deep heart's core, and for it to be something real and substantial, is another thing. So it's a lifelong culture, lifetimes long culture. What are we prepared for? Tadvini pranipatena pariprajnena sevaya. Guru Maharaj says that Saraswati Thakur says pranipatena, which generally means, bowing down. Literally, bowing down, showing submission. He's saying Saraswati Thakur would interpret this as, I'm finished with this world. Guru Maharaj mentions that as well, that it's, we're attached to our history. And it's, relatively speaking, brief. This brief history of life we have here. We're attached to that notion of self that has evolved from a very brief history. By brief, I mean what is in recent memory. Yes, lifetime after lifetime. But what we can remember is a very brief part of that. And we're attached to that history. And we're afraid that by giving it up, that we will lose ourselves. We're afraid that by pursuing Krishna consciousness, not that we will discover our identity, but that we will lose our identity. So, the saying is there. Sakala charya bhai shraddha devir gunagai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, give up all these other things and just sing the glories of Shraddha Devi, what's possible through faith. Through faith, miraculous transformation is possible through the culture of faith. And Guru Maharaj says, and don't be so worried about, you saying, well, what if it's false? He's saying, you're already surrounded by falsity. Everything you've accepted is false. You live in falsity, engulfed, enveloped in falsity. And you're thinking, well, but this faith, what if it's wrong? And drowning in an ocean of wrong. So here's a possibility of coming out of that. So, that point where a devotee feels, it turns out Sharanagati, they're accepting Krishna as their only shelter. Gopitve Bharan. Guru Maharaj says, according to Jiva Goswami, of the six angas, limbs of surrender, this is the most important. And that comes from the, you know, the beginning, middle, and end of our approach and aspiration. Some risk is involved, apparently. As Srila Guru Maharaj said once, you're familiar with the expression, all risk, excuse me, no risk, no gain. But yes. He said, but there is a higher stage, all risk and no gain. And that's the modus operandi of the Braja Gopis, to risk everything without anticipating any remuneration from that. We're told, Das Kori Beton Mori Deho Premadan. Mahaprabhu saying, let me serve, and if there's any remuneration, then let that be prem. Beton means salary. And what is prem? The prem? Self-giving. So Guru Maharaj invoked the financial concept of compounded interest. Means you invest your money in something. And when the interest comes, rather than spend that, you take that interest and increase the capital. So it keeps growing. Increase capital, then when interest comes, add it to the capital, there's more capital. Saying that's the way of service. And Rupa Goswami gives the example of Daruka and Srimati Radharani. The Daruka, he is Krishna's charioteer. Part of his service is fanning Krishna. And once he is fanning Krishna, and he becomes aware of his good fortune. Like, I'm fanning Krishna. And, you know, reality of the beautiful. The central conception of the infinite is before me. I'm fanning him. How fortunate I am. But it's accompanied by some ecstatic emotions, one of which is stamba, becoming like a statue, unable to move. And now he can't fan. And what are we told? He's cursing that ecstasy. Saying, why does this have to come to me now when I should be fanning Krishna? Whereas from the Niyapvait perspective, we think, Oh, how wonderful, what it must be like to experience that. Well, the person who's experiencing that is cursing that. They're of such a standard as to find ecstasy annoying. Ecstasy is annoying to them. So then, what is a devotee? How to understand devotion? And Srimati Radharani saying, her eyes being flooded with tears is interfering with her seeing the beauty of Krishna. So she's annoyed by ecstatic tears. They're blurring her vision of Krishna. She's thinking, why do I have to cry now? So, to properly conceive this group, we have to hear very carefully it's in the Bhagavatam and the Charitamritam, the writings of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. And focus our attention on that which is being presented by our Guru Varga. Any other question?
One more question from Gopa Kishore.
Yeah.
What are our proper daily questions? How should we ask questions that are relevant for our situation and help in proper adjustment? What do the
That sounds like the answer to the question.
What do the scriptures and our teachers say about the ultimate and daily questions?
Ultimate and?
Daily.
Daily.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we mentioned Pranipatena, finished with the experience of this world. You can't come to Krishna consciousness because you're looking for something to verify your experience. You know, your truth. We're interested in the absolute truth. Going to be finished with your experience. Limited experience of the limited. Mm. Want to shift to infinite perspective. That's what we get through Omni, or revealed truth. Infinite perspective. Sishyas teham sarimam tvam prapanam. So, it's implied in Bhagavad Gita that only through this submissive approach is the questioning in the proper line. So it says, Pranipatena, pariprajnino sevaya, really out of service necessity. But that besides what we can understand that would mean in terms of just practical services that we're doing, remember, as we discussed earlier, that shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, this is also service. So, when Mahaprabhu is with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and he's presenting himself as a young sannyasi, he's saying, actually, I don't know how to properly inquire. So really, when I said a few moments ago, you have to listen very carefully to the Guru Varga. We will hear within that a dialogue of question and answers. It's what you find in the Gita, Ramananda Sambhad, Brihad Bhagavatamritam, in the Bhagavatam. So many times in the Bhagavatam, first of all, it's Parikshit Maharaj inquiring from Sukadeva Goswami. What does he say? Varyan, Prajna, Loka Hitam Ripa. The question you're asking is beneficial for everyone. Because he's saying, what is the duty of one in life specifically for one who's about to die? He's saying, this, Shrota Vyadini Rajanda Ninam Santi Sahasrasa. Normally, people, they're asking thousands and thousands of questions that are irrelevant and will not help anyone. Saying, the question you're asking, this is of value to everybody. Loka hita means beneficial for everyone. And what is that? What should one do in life? Specifically for one who's about to die, but not limited to. The answer, Shrotavyas Kirtitavyas Cha Smartavyas Chechtatabhayam. Under all circumstances, whoever you are, whatever your situation is, you should hear about, chant about, and remember about Krishna and his devotees. That's what you should do. And in that hearing, chanting, remembering, the questions that may arise from that, that are not out of curiosity, but out of the heart's genuineness, necessity to serve that conception properly, that's welcome. So many times when Parikshit Maharaj is asking a question to Sukadeva, he's referring to another conversation where sages were inquiring, asking a question. And those sages are referring to another group of sages inquiring on a subject matter, and they're discussing the answer to that question. So that's what we should study carefully. And, as they say, in hearing, chanting, and remembering, the natural questions that will arise from the heart in service to Krishna conception is welcome. But we resist just inquiring out of curiosity to know this, that, and the other thing. Or curiosity that's approaching the level of interrogation. The finite is interrogating the infinite. Just like a person in this world, when you are having a conversation, a dialogue with someone, there's a civil, polite, affectionate way to inquire and respond. And then there's what's considered prying or being rude. Asking too many questions. It seems absurd to say, but Krishna's also a person. If he were not a person, we would not be. So if we think of how we treat people in this, even in this world, what to speak of the Supreme Person. So there's a level of inquiry in this world that we consider rude, offensive, crying, annoying, So then what to speak of when we're dealing with, you know, the Supreme Person? The finite wants to become educated about the infinite. So it will be best to see what is expressed by Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, and Vaishnav. We see their conversations, the kind of questions they ask, and proceed along those lines. We want to proceed under their influence. And by their serving them, associating with them, the capacity to inquire properly will be acquired. We improve our ability to assess, understand, improve by association and service with higher Vaishnavas. So what would not have occurred to us from our former position on the basis of our limited experience of the limited, under the influence of the Vaishnavas, we may develop some capacity to make a proper inquiry. Pariprajnena sevaya, where it's actual service. And not a disservice. Yeah.
Question from Pavan Krishna. What is seva? We can participate in lots of activities that come to us from a Vaishnava. Does our mood matter? Something can be done well or not, but will it be service?
Service proper descends from the higher plane. And as it comes down to the hierarchy of servitors, it comes before us. And we, regardless of how we feel or what our mentality is, we try to fulfill the necessity of that seva. If that can be done with full attention, wholeheartedly, that's best. But it needs to be done. If it is service proper, it needs to be done. So even if half-hearted or not with full understanding, still we have to serve. But seva proper, that is really in the siddha plane. That seva substantially is something we aspire to. Just as Guru Maharaj gave the example of the archan, saying like a mock fight, you know, the soldiers, they have mock battles to prepare them for war. And sometimes, even in the mock fighting, they're using live ammunition to make this as realistic as possible. And to clarify this so it's not misunderstood, Guru Maharaj is making the point. Krishna is there as the deity, but what is our capacity to appreciate that? That's where something is lacking. So to such a person, they're told, do these different things. They may not understand the why. This is how you will do this puja or this offering or whatever it may be. And so under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnav, they proceed. and they're offering themselves in that service, and hopefully fully offering themselves, their full capacity. But we know that's not always possible. As I say, what is not done wholeheartedly, maybe done half-heartedly, some level of heart, we hope. And if they feel, don't have the proper mind, mentality, mood, attitude, then a devotee will think, but by the grace of the God brothers, God sisters, the association I'm within, something may come to me by their grace. Or by the grace of that plane that we have an aspiration to serve. But service proper of the most substantial type, really, is in the upper world. So when we hear of the great Babaji's, like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, we may think from superficial, external point of view, what are they doing? If you see someone who's chanting on their mala, or maybe even not, you think, what service did they do? Once we ask Guru Maharaj, what is Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj's contribution to the Sampradaya? He said, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. But in the inner world, upper world, the actual world, they're doing recognizably substantial service. What's recognized in that plane, they're not just making some sound over and over again and achieved a certain number of times of making that sound. That's not going to impress anybody, at least in the upper world. It's the quality of that sound. Namakar Bahiroi Bhata Namu Kabunoi. Just the Nam Akar is not Krishna Nam. So with what sort of heart is there? And this is beyond wholehearted, because it's the pure heart of the pure servitor. So really, we have to remember, they're serving substantially in the upper world. And Rupa Goswami again gives an example of the devotee who is making sweet rice in such a detailed way. And we're saying chinmoy, all chinmoy. But for our edification, what? He wants to touch it to feel if it's cooled down and is fit for offering. And when he touches it, his finger blisters in this world. When he comes out of his trance, see, his finger is blistered. It's for us to understand what he's doing in that plane is substantial. It's not imaginary. So hearing about Krishna, this is not, you're not using your imagination. It's not mental substance. It's not that run this mental, a loop of this mental substance and you'll be purified by that. That's what, not what Shraddhanvato Anushranayad Atavarnayedyak means. Saying, with faith, we say Shastra Chakshu, seeing through the eyes of Scripture. What is that verse? Tad Bhakti, Tam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Ritsaroja Ashe Shutekshita Pato Nanunata Pungsang. ase sutekshita, shruta ikshita, seeing through hearing. But it is the grace of our Guru Varga that we're given as service and service aspiration so many practical things that we can do. We're not of the type who are going to make the Chinmoy sweet rice, and we're given, you know, a metal pot with a couple of liters of milk and a flame. And hopefully, you know, like a spatula. But we shouldn't think like, yes, I'm actually doing something. What are they doing? Nothing. Sitting under a tree, taking Krishna Nam. No, in fact, Saraswati Thakur, he's discouraging that, saying, no, don't, if you try that, you will be mocking the higher devotees. But remember who they are and what they do. Avadhut Maharaj and I, the other day, we were marveling how, if you think about it, the book Brihad Bhagavatamritam. What you might have seen from an external point of view is Sanatan Goswami Prabhu sitting underneath a tree with some sort of stylus, scratching onto pieces of bamboo that they use for, you know, making the books, if you've seen the books. What would you think? You see this? He's scratching with the stylus on the bamboo leaf for hours. You think, is he doing anything practical? He's the Bhakti Siddhanta Acharya, the Sambandhagyan Acharya, what he's writing there, one of the most marvelous spiritual works of all time. And it's coming from his heart, infused by Mahaprabhu, Sancharya, like that. Ramabhide Bhaktamegi, like Ramananda, same thing. From the ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Shastra, Bhakta Meghe, I mean, the devotees rise like clouds, and then what comes from them is like raining back on the ocean. But by their grace, and extended through the Guru Varga, access points and the time in which we live where we can connect to that service plane. And we want to do that as mindfully as possible. But we don't ever want to use an excuse of that our apparent, you know, lack of inattention or absent-mindedness, so we abandon the seva. That's self-defeating. Rather, if we're self-analytical and understand that, then we'll correct ourselves. Seek something, a type of seva that keeps the mind focused and the intelligence and full employ. So Guru Maharaj said one of the antidotes to absent-mindedness is accepting some responsible service that you have to do every day. You're responsible for this being done. And whether you're in a good mood, fully mindful, this has to be done. That will help keep the mind centered and focused. And Gurumar says the emphasis on kirtan, that if you have to speak about Krishna, then you can't be absent-minded. If you're taking Krishna Nam, you may be. Mind may wander to something else. But if you have to speak about Krishna, represent Krishna consciousness, then you have to think in a very concentrated way. Yes.
Maharaj, do you have some special devotees with whom you feel like at home or like family? Shall we try to have such relations with all the devotees?
We consider that those who have appreciation for our guru, our guru varga, who share that appreciation and service aspiration, we feel at home with them. And if someone does not have appreciation for guru, Vaishnava, the guru varga, then no matter how closely related they might be, we don't desire their association. So we're, you know, guru-centric to the extreme. So when you say Madhavendra Puri Sambandha Darajani, Sanodiya Brahman and Mahaprabhu encounter one another, this, we can say mutual recognition, because the Brahman of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu of him saying, the way I see you behaving, what you're expressing, you must have Sambandha Darajani, means you must have connection with Madhavendra Puri, otherwise this is not possible. Yes, I met my, he came, that Brahman, he came and he took prasadam in my house. And so when we see that someone has genuine appreciation for our guru and the guru varga, means our gurus, etc., then we're naturally disposed to them. And we feel part of the same family. And in my particular case, sometimes I make mention of what I call the trifecta, which is a manufactured word that means three times perfect. So there's one group of God brothers and God sisters I have who have this special appreciation and connection with Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Srila Govinda Maharaj, Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. So I feel a very special connection with them. But it's based upon our mutual love, affection, and servitorship to these three. Yes. Okay. Like you can see Mahaprabhu, if someone says they like Mahaprabhu, but they don't appreciate Nityananda Prabhu, that's not all right with Mahaprabhu. It's you can't, that's an impossibility. Then there's something wrong with their conception. They're rejected by him. And you can extrapolate from there. Like one man who was not a disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur, like an initiated disciple, but the song in the songbook, that's that very long song that's glorifying Saraswati Thakur, was written by him. So to this day, it's in the songbook, and it's sung throughout Gaudiya Math and Chaitanya Saraswat Math as well. But he was not formally his disciple, but he showed so much genuine appreciation, and he could recognize that, substantiate it, and express it poetically, that this was appreciated by all of the disciples. So they consider him like part of the family, because he's showing so much love and affection, appreciation for Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. So many things are possible. But family, this term, paribar, Guru Maharaj will say, sometimes described as the Narottam paribar. Saying the family of Narottam Thakur, the group, the Bhakti Vinod paribar. Then Guru Maharaj is given Chaitanya Saraswat, from Mahaprabhu to Saraswati Thakur and his followers. There's formal recognition and appreciation, and what is substantial and from the heart. And ultimately, what we're seeking is that plane. So I've said, quoting the poet, the deep heart's core. So when that is perceived by the devotees, and we see in the case of the higher devotees, then they're giving some recognition. And sometimes it's crossing party lines, or because when they see some particular substance, they cannot but appreciate that and give some recognition. But other than that, yes, I mean, like in a family, there's brothers and sisters, God brothers and God sisters. They should appreciate one another and get along as far as possible. But really, we're out for the spiritual thing. And it'll be most helpful to us to view our God brothers and God sisters as sincere in their connection with the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga, and how we might imbibe some sincerity through their association. That'll be the healthiest way for us to see them. Not to think, I alone am sincere, surrounded by the insincere. Then you're finished. But Vaishnava is thinking the inverse. As Guru Maharaj says in Prapanna Jivanamrita, it's translated as, I'm suffering from the practically incurable disease of insincerity. But my good fortune to be surrounded by so many sincere servitors. By serving them, associating with them, it's possible some of that sincerity may be transferred to my heart. And that song, what is that? No one. Kabe Goravani Suradunitate Haradhe Ha Krishna Bole. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And there's a line where he says, Swapacha Grihete, etc. saying, when I will take my meals in the house of a dog eater. And that's when I'm like, what does that mean? You know, like everything was going good up to that point. You know, what is that? And he's saying, what it means is, he's saying, when there will no longer be such consideration on my part. It means just seeing that here's someone who's sincere in their service aspiration for Guru and Gauranga and Radha Krishna, Radha Govinda, by extension, saying, I won't see anyone, I won't have any other way of determining what is good association than that. There won't be some external aspect about them that will pollute my thinking. I will see, Saraswati Thakur says in one place, all others, I am honeycombed with defects and prone to offense, and, well, all others are serving Krishna. So, to appreciate the family members, that sort of mentality and culture will be most helpful. And Rupa Goswami says in conclusion, in Upadeshamritam, as the Ganga is not polluted, it's, I say, even if it appears to be polluted from an external point of view, its purifying capacity is not diminished. I was saying, so when you see, don't be misled by the physical defects or subtle mental defects of an aspiring servitor. Said that will not, even if you, it is observable, it does not diminish the purifying power, capacity of their association, of getting their association, will be beneficial for you. And Gurudev personified this idea in his dealings with so many different devotees, and to the surprise of one, singing the praises of another who, you could say, externally speaking, from external observation, there was something objectionable about them. Whereas Gurudev saw sincere service aspiration and devotion that canceled or transcended these apparent undesirable aspects. And that's in consonance what is expressed by Rupa Goswami. So in a spiritual circle, we have to be very careful how we view others. And should a critical eye open, should be directed inward towards self-correction. Hari Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Simadu Sudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath. Eshai Goshai Kori Charana Bandhan. Jaha Hoite Vignanash Abhishta Puran. Eshai Goshai Jar Mui Tarodan. Tansavada Padarenu Mora Panchagras. Tandara Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas. Janame Janame More Avilas. Echai gochai jabe braje koilovas. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korilo Prakash. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majai Aman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas. Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamadas. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo. Asa Tarasata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rakhak Svidar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagawan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Supadikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sri Swarup Ramananda Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Harinas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vansati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadeep Dham Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai, Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Om Vishnupad Vishvavaranya, Sri Lazy Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Brinda Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimavadut Maharaj Ki Jai, Seva Brinda Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakti Brinda Ki Jai, Nitai Go Primanande.
Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai.